RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. There is some rooting interest for the New York Jets in tonight's Monday night game, which you can hear on The Fan. Falcons and Rams with the final Monday night football game of the season. If you're wondering, Jet fans, what the heck do I have to root for in Monday night football? It's pretty simply this. The Rams. If the Rams win tonight, the Jets remain alive for the number one pick in the draft. They need a Rams win tonight for some sort of strength of schedule thing having to do with the Falcons.
Yeah, then, I forget that. I can't even follow the strength of schedule stuff. I just have to believe what they tell me.
Believe what they tell you. They need the Giants to then beat the Cowboys, and then they need the Raiders to beat the beat-up Chiefs. So Rams, Giants, Raiders wins. And the Jets, with their loss to the Bills, would draft number one in the draft.
Hey, there's always a chance.
So that is your rooting
interest. You're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. Jet fans, you do not want a Falcon upset. Now, what could be interesting is last night, by virtue of the 49ers win, the Rams have been eliminated from being able to win the division. They can only be the 5 or the 6 seed in the NFC. Now, you might be saying, well, what's the difference? What does it matter? Last year, the Rams, with the division locked up, did not care if they were the 3 or the 4 seed, and Sean McVay did not play for seeding,
right?
Rested his starters. They fell to the 4. They end up winning that first game, but it screwed them in round 2 because it put them in Philly instead of waiting to play Philly until the NFC championship game.
Ah, yes. Either way, it was going to be a tough road.
Either way. But I say that to say, tonight, I don't know if the Rams are going to go all out and play everybody now that they've been eliminated. So very interesting.
It's in Sean McVay's DNA, coaching DNA, to just chill.
That's it. He's a chill guy.
He's been that way since the Jared Goff era.
Yes.
Remember when he first took over for Jeff Fisher?
Yes.
And they made the postseason, rested the guys week 17 then, and then they played terribly.
Yeah, and they were clunky. And it didn't bother me. They've done it each year.
He's never not done it, I don't think,
yeah,
when he's had the opportunity to.
And I bring up the seeding because then last night late we got the NFL schedule for week 18. Now, the NFL, really, they keep you after the Sunday night game to go, we're going to release the final week of the year schedule with all the times. And, man, with the seeding stuff that they're trying to throw CBS and Fox and act like it matters, you could make a case outside of just watching your own team to see the season end. There is no point watching day football on Sunday night.
So what do you mean? So they're just giving them games that are about
seeding. So there's 3 games that really matter next week, okay? And when they first started this Saturday ESPN doubleheader bit a couple of years ago, ESPN and Disney were guaranteed, quote-unquote, games that matter. But last year, for instance, in the first game, it was Ravens-Browns where it was about seeding for the Ravens.
Okay.
And the Browns lost by like 40 points. They had no business playing the game. But that was like a caveat. Okay, we got one of those games.
It was not an interesting game.
The NFC South Championship, which isn't fully a championship until we find out tonight what the Falcons do, is at 4:30 Saturday on ESPN. And then you will get the Niners-Seahawks game Saturday night, which will determine the number one seed in the NFC. So arguably, besides the Ravens-Steelers game, the 2 best, juiciest games are going to be played on Saturday. And then, of course, you get the AFC North title game between the Ravens and Steelers, meaning all of the games that you think matter for seeding, the Jets with the Bills, the Patriots here, the Broncos here, they're all being played Sunday afternoon, but who really cares?
And those are all on CBS?
CBS, Fox has like a couple of them, but the point is CBS and Fox are getting nothing worth watching.
Right, so it's basically the Saturdays.
Yeah, so Saturday, if you are a big NFL fan that's looking for big-time games, Saturday is your day to watch the NFL this weekend. Not Sunday, Saturday. Completely watered down the Sunday product. I don't know how the NFL fixes that. They tried having all these division games to make these games matter, and the truth is there's only 3 games that really, really matter.
Right, Saturday and Sunday night. That's basically what it comes down to. Now, Carolina, Tampa, Seattle, San Francisco, and then Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
They got very lucky that the Steelers lost, because I don't know what the hell they were doing beyond that. Now, Tiki, there seems to be a lot of people out west on social media that can't believe Ravens Steelers was the game pick for Sunday night, thinking that it should be the one seed game between the Seahawks and Niners. I don't know what these people are talking about. To me, Steelers-Ravens playing for a division title with Tomlin and Harbaugh,
yeah.
I don't care if Lamar Jackson's not playing.
That is traditional football.
That is old school.
Black and blue division. It's going to be, I don't know, probably wet and rainy.
Yeah.
Or,
oh, one of the that coach rivalry, too. That could be the last time you get Harbaugh, Tomlin.
100%.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, this is an 18-year coach versus a 19-year coach for the division.
For the division.
Oh. And the other team is out of the playoffs.
And is it Aaron Rodgers' last game of his career, too?
It could be.
You know, like it so much on the line. I think that's a great Sunday night game. I can't wait. But that's your last week of football that's been set up. 888-808-1019. Damien in Far Rockaway. Damien, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon. Listen, I'd like to make 2 points, right? And I'm sick and tired of these Jets fans. I'm a Jet fan, too. And it hurts my head to hear them cry that we lose. Hey, we lost. Okay? Go back to Detroit Lions. Okay, with Dan Campbell's first year. There was 3-13-1. They got Aiden Hutchinson the next year. They went 9-7. They started out 1-7. You can't tell me Detroit Lions got better fans than the Jets.
Well, I don't think it's anything to do with the fans. Damien, that's nothing to do with the fans. It's just a matter of can Aaron Glenn properly, you know, lead this team to play competitive football?
Yeah, Can he properly motivate them?
Properly motivate them. And you're right. The Lions did a hell of a job drafting in a lot of those scenarios. But that 3-win Lion team, you still felt like they were going to be okay. Now, they had... Was that 1 year, Steph, or they already immediately made the deal for Goff?
No, Goff was already there.
Okay.
So his first year, Dan Campbell's first year, was 2021. Okay. They went 3-13-1.
Okay.
Jared Goff was his quarterback.
Okay, so then you still...
Because it wasn't about the Lions. Let's not forget, the Detroit Lions made this trade with the Rams... Because the Rams wanted Matt Stafford. This
Correct.
Was not about, we look at Jared Goff as the guy who's going to lead Dan Campbell. Jared Goff was a throw-in to the Lions, and, you know, maybe Dan Campbell gets his bridge quarterback.
That's
and
it.
Then
buy some time.
Buy some time and eventually drafts whoever the future is going to be. Instead, Jared Goff turned into a pretty damn good player for him. Not that, well, I guess that first year he threw for 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. But it was that following year that they just started to they lost a bunch of games early.
Right, it got hot.
And they got really hot and won a ton of games late. He threw for 4,400 yards, 29 touchdowns. It was like, all right, maybe Jared Goff is all right. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a 1,000-yard season. Give Jared Goff credit, he turned it. But that trade wasn't about Jared Goff.
No. And that year, okay, so they started 0-8. Here's the difference between the Jets and all that. 3 of the last 5 games, the Lions won that year.
Mm-hmm.
And the losses they lost, like the second to last week of the year, they lost 51-29, but it was back and forth, 20-16. They were in these games.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets just set a record.
They're getting blown out.
Yeah, 4 straight blowouts in December.
Yeah.
You're not, you at least saw signs.
I don't care what you say. It looks like you're not trying.
Yes. And to compare this to that Lion team, the proof is in the pudding. They were trying in the last month.
Yes.
You saw signs that potentially they could be getting better. They're getting worse. They're more unwatchable. This isn't a coach that's supposed to be getting fired. This is supposed to be a coach whose culture should have set in by December. And it sucks. Charlie in Ridgefield. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, guys. Got a question. The guy earlier talked about, the last 5 games of the season that doing the draft kind of configuring there.
Yes.
But how about using the point spread on the last 5 games of the season?
What could go wrong?
No, but think about this. But the Jets were like 14-point favorite underdogs against the Patriots. If they covered the spread, no points against them.
That is so awesome, Charlie. I am laughing because it's so awesome. Because think about how gambling has infiltrated the sport
or the
lines. Not everybody gambles, but everybody looks at the lines to look and see how much of a chance you have in a game.
Yes.
That's interesting, Charlie. Keep going.
But do you think it'd be more competitive? Like, you think that the Jets would have to play better to at least cover the spread or come close. And if they're penalized, like, say they lose by 19 points, they get a point against them. If they lose by more than then it's 2 points against them. And by the end of the season, the team that accumulated the most of these penalty points then drops back in the draft.
Charlie, I love...
That's an A-plus for creativity.
A-plus for creativity.
Because it takes into effect what's affecting our fandom.
Right.
Which are point spreads.
The point spreads and the gambling.
They absolutely are affecting our fandom. There's no question about it.
Am I allowed to give you the million mine holes here with this problem?
Go ahead.
First and foremost, even logistically, point spreads swing based on the betting money that comes in. So when are you determining what they have to cover? Right before kickoff or not? Because all it takes is one heavy investor wanting their team to get the number one pick to go, I'm betting $1 million on the other team to sway the spread the other way.
Yeah, I would think it would be like at kickoff.
Yeah, okay. So right away, that's an issue. Number two, you mentioned like the players, anybody being aware of the point spreads. I don't need my players and everybody looking at point spreads to know what that takes. You're just asking for problems. And then we think enough stuff is rigged now.
I remember Coach Fossil used to talk about point spreads all the time.
Did he?
Not, and we need to score this many points, but just these guys think that we're two touchdowns worse than whoever. Yeah, like he'd use it as a motivator.
It was barbershop gambling, too, back then. He didn't have all these books in your palm.
Right.
Yeah, it's just there's too many holes. Now, I do like the creativity. I do like that, but... The NFL needs to try to keep a nice church and state here when it comes to gambling. You can't be introducing point spread covering as a way to determine your NFL draft.
That's a good point.
You just can't have it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Even in California, David, what's up?
How's it going, Evan and Tiki? Hope you guys are doing well. I don't know if my mock draft trade is as creative as Charlie's. But I wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on trading back with the Rams as Matthew Stafford regresses and had arthritis earlier this offseason. What are your thoughts on getting pick 11 and pick 27?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Rams do have two firsts because they have the Falcons first from the trade last year.
Yes.
That they are lurking, Tiki. The Rams, they could be a surprise mover in this draft because they got the Falcons' first-round pick.
Yeah, if they want a developmental quarterback.
Oh, by the way.
So you go, and again... Matt Stafford's going to play another year. He's going to win the MVP, by the way. So he's going to play another year, but maybe not more after that.
He also just stumbled onto something.
What's that?
The Rams are definitely playing the starters tonight, not resting.
Why?
They want the Falcons to lose. They own their first-round pick.
That's a good point.
They have the reverse tank.
That's a great point. They can control the tank.
They can control their own tank tonight. You want to push the Falcons two slots lower tonight.
I love that.
Oh, I'm loading up on the Rams.
I didn't even think about that.
Now I'm in. That's a great thought. I don't even care what his original point was. He just talked me into something else tonight. Also, in terms of seeding, we were talking about resting guys. The Chargers have announced that Justin Herbert will not play Sunday versus the Broncos. Seeding be damned for them, knowing they are out of the division. So they are on to the playoffs, the Chargers. So we've seen the last of Justin Herbert until the playoffs. And make no mistake, that'll be a big wild card weekend for Justin Herbert with his history.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.